watch the Fallout one.
You did watch the Fallout?
I did.
Oh, okay. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the It Just Works podcast. I'm your host, Ryan. Today, we're going to catch up and talk about the latest trailers released. Wait, so you didn't watch Boys or fucking House of Dragon?
Nope.
Okay. Well, then we won't talk about them. Anyways, today's a special episode. We got Eric and Alex here. Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Can you not hear me?
Doing pretty good, pretty good. Have a dog whining in the background. Other than that, life's been good. Been slaying people on Dark and Darker and playing a very heavily modded Oblivion.
Oh, has the Oblivion crashed like 30 times or what?
It's only crashed 3 times so far, and it's 405 mods downloaded.
405 mods?
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid. That's amazing. I'll have to watch some gameplay of that, or you have to record some gameplay so I can see it. I might do that to mine. I don't know. Eric is also back. Eric, how you doing? He's on a time schedule, so you know he's on a time limit. He's a family man. You know, he's got too much shit to worry about, and he starts work early. So Eric, how you doing?
Yeah, dude, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing better than you. You look like shit right now. Did you take a nap or something?
No, I wish. No, okay. I was playing with the kids, dude.
Yeah, it looks like they wore you out.
No, that fucking horrible movie, dude.
Oh, what movie did you watch?
Godzilla Minus One.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll talk about that later. It's not horrible. You fucking said you liked it. Shut up. He liked it. Don't listen to him. All right, Eric. I mean, how's work been? You know, anything else going on?
Work's good. Same shit. Different day. Probably going to Texas here shortly. Do a job. Nothing crazy. Nothing new to report, Ryan. How about you, bro? How's work really going for you? How many cases have you guys sold? Are they making you happy now?
Work's great. You know, my sales team's selling a lot of cases, making me proud and happy. Never gets old having to say that. But no, we just had our kickoff meeting for December. I think we're looking really good once everyone gets their numbers entered for the cases they have on the floor. I feel like a lot of our goals are going to be pretty close to 80% or higher just the first week of December. So that's pretty exciting. We've done better than the team's ever done collectively in the area, or I'm sorry, in the territory. So just really hustling out there and doing what we can. But besides work, just been streaming on TikTok, which I've talked about here on the last episode. Just having a lot of fun with that. I think next up is Mass Effect and Oblivion, and then Titanfall 2's campaign, then some more Dark and Darker with Alex, and then maybe Lethal Company if we buy it. So just
you're buying,
honestly,
what?
Just there's a game called Lethal Company that's like $10. And you're just like these astronauts in space. It's a co-op game, but it's like a horror game. Things can go wrong. It looks fucking hilarious from all the clips. I'll send you some clips, dude. Like, I was laughing my ass off. Other than that, you know, we put up the Christmas lights. That was cool. We just looked at them outside. They look really nice. Yeah. If I win an incentive for work, I'll be going to Lake Tahoe. So I'm kind of planning for that, because right now I'm in the lead. I don't think I'll lose it, so kind of excited for that. Yeah,
and we went to a concert.
Oh shit. Well, yeah, so we're gonna be doing a music episode here in a couple weeks. I was gonna text you guys, but yeah, we went and saw Haste the Day, and kind of wrapping up the year with music. So we're gonna do an episode hopefully in a couple Sundays on our top 5 records of the year, favorite concerts, and maybe our favorite single from the year. Shit, I don't know. It might be Architects. The new single comes out tomorrow at 7 a.m. So, pretty excited.
Yay. But
don't be a hater, dude. Fucking bitch. Anyways, moving along. We're here to talk about some of the new trailers released. Alex, I forgot, doesn't really watch trailers because he doesn't want stuff spoiled for him. So, we'll just keep it to the Fallout trailer.
No, Alex, you can go over all of them. Don't worry about it.
Okay, yeah. Well, then, yeah, chime in first with the Fallout one. What were your thoughts on the Fallout one? You know, given that I had an idea, but now we officially know that like Todd Howard was involved with the project. What are your thoughts on the trailer that you saw?
It looks pretty good. Looks too clean though. I feel like they needed to roll around in mud, and they had portable washing machines and dryers everywhere. Everybody looked a little too clean.
Yeah, like even Walter Goggins looks too clean, and he's not meant to be clean at all. So, as Miles is invading the podcast with Eric, I think it looks really good. That is a good point. Everything, all the characters look clean. Like, no one's dirty. No one looks like they're in a, you know, surviving a nuclear wasteland. They look like they're just in the desert out here where we live. So, that is a good point. I think everything looks cool, though. I think, obviously, we got the Brotherhood of Steel. You know, we have the power armor. The power armor looks good. The weapons look great. The vault suits, the jumpsuits. I can't deny I am really excited to watch it. I don't think it's going to be that bad. Yeah. Are you scared of anything, Alex, before Eric chimes in? Is there anything you're worried about?
So it's going to be based in California. No problems with that because Fallout 1 and 2 are based there, but I'm hoping that the Brotherhood of Steel is not based off the Fallout 3 version of them where they're trying to be the saviors. That I hope they go off the Fallout 1 and 2 vibe and I guess kind of the 4 where they're Zionists and technology hoarders and do not like outsiders and kind of shoo them away or kill on sight.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're like kind of like assholes, whereas, like you said, Fallout 3, they wanted to kind of have more of a good image and be, like you said, the saviors of the wasteland and everyone around them. Yeah, because Fallout 4, they were kind of dicks, now that I think about it. So yeah, I am curious to see how that goes. I think a lot of the characters look good, though, in terms of their design. Like you said, they are too clean. But I think Walter Goggins as a ghoul looks really good. Kind of excited to see how that goes. I think, I don't remember if it was in the trailer or not, but I am hoping to see some Deathclaws. We got a lot of other creatures in the trailer.
There's a Yaogwai.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Yaogwai with the attacking the guy in the power armor looks intense. Yaogwais in the game are terrifying, so really excited to see how fleshed out everything is. I just hope someone says it just works in the show and makes fun of Todd Howard. But Eric, someone who's only heard about Fallout, obviously you know about the Bethesda games. What were your thoughts on the trailer yourself, just being a fan of television? And obviously we have a lot of adaptions now. Any thoughts on it?
Well, I played 76.
Oh, yeah, you did play a little bit of that. So, yeah.
A little bit. Not obviously not like you guys, but as a non Fallout person, I thought it looked cool. I thought it looked clean, as in like the CGI looks pretty clean. I mean, I guess I could agree with what Alex is saying about the people looking too clean. I mean, the girl coming out probably would be cleaner considering she's been underground, right?
Yeah, so she should. Yeah,
I guess she would, but anybody else probably probably should look a little grungy.
But even the dog meat, the German Shepherd, looked clean as fuck. I don't know.
I wasn't looking at the cleanliness, and obviously, like I said, I didn't play the games, so you guys would know better than I would. But overall, I think, I mean, it caught my interest. I mean, I think just a lot of it, it just looked really good. I don't know. So, the Brotherhood of Steel, those guys, like their suits, I mean, that looks pretty fucking accurate. I could be wrong.
Even the vertebrates look accurate and good, which is the helicopter. I don't
know what that was. Okay. Vertebrates. Yeah, no, I'm excited to watch it at the very least. Check it out. Maybe it'll make me want to play, although I don't play video games anymore. So every time I turn on my Xbox, Alex, I gotta freaking update everything I want to play, and then it takes too long, and then the kids are awake, and then I'm like,
just do it before you leave for work.
Mm-hmm. By the time the update's done, the kids wake up, and you're like, well, fuck,
yeah, wasted that whole time.
Turn on auto update.
Yeah, probably should.
So, Alex. You know, moving on from Fallout, did you happen to watch the Halo trailer?
No, because I saw that bucktooth rat person trying to portray Master Chief.
What is up with you and Pablo Schreiber? He's like the perfect like live action actor to do it. I get it. They could have done Chief because, well, if Darth Vader was that successful, why did you have to worry about, you know, Chief being, you know, have an actor? But the problem is they're trying to humanize him, you know? I don't know. Like a TV show. Like, we have the game. I don't know. I like the different perspective of it. I'm just not trying to see Master Cheeks again. And, you know, there's a scene where in episode or season one where he's in a forest with like Halsey and he has his helmet on. And then all of a sudden he has it off again in like not even, like a frame. So I get it. Like, it is annoying how often he takes off the helmet, but I don't mind that he does. I mean,
wait, was it where he has the helmet on but he's butt naked?
No,
just the helmet.
I'm just saying, when he's driving the Warthog, he has the helmet on.
And he was driving the Warthog with just the helmet on.
He was driving it naked.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, that's why they call him Master Cheeks.
Master Cheeks.
Yeah, it's been like one of the greatest memes in the last year.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really think about it too much, but when Alex said that yesterday too, I was like, yeah, I guess they could have done that, you know. And if there was any kind of backlash towards like, oh, why don't we humanize the guy, then they could have found a way to get a actor in there by taking the helmet off and then having what's the guy's name, the voice actor?
Steve Downs.
Yeah, so then you use Steve Downs as just when he's got the helmet on. And if there was some kind of a backlash, you know, season two could come around and then they add Pablo Shriver or whoever. And then whenever he takes his helmet off, it's like, oh, the helmet changes his voice or some shit. I don't know. Some kind of a stupid explanation if that was the whole thing. But I think the Darth Vader argument is definitely viable. I mean, they could have just done that with Steve Downs. I want to say Josh Downs, but that's a wide receiver.
I thought you were going to say Ja Rule for a second. I'm like, where is this going? okay, so now that we've talked about Pablo Schreiber, well, in the trailer, Alex, they do show the Fall of Reach is going to be portrayed in this game. Season. And it looks like the end of the season will lead into the events of Combat Evolved. Got to say, man, all the combat looks really good. They have a new showrunner and writer who, in quotes, when he talked about the show yesterday at Comic-Con, was saying that he himself wants the show to be more gritty and gorier. Towards the end of the trailer, we have an elite with a sword literally cutting up people like it's nothing. The Arbiter's in it. So far, the trailer itself shows a lot more action than all of season one. So I don't know. I think there's still hope. I think it's able to be redeemed. I mean, the backlash was pretty damn clear with season one. Just like any other franchise, I feel like they'll work on it. But that's just my two cents. I never really had any high expectations anyways. So I guess.
Do you guys think that the I never remember watching some of the first like four or five episodes, the elites and stuff. Do you think that it would have been better if they were practical effects or more practical effects if not CGI?
I believe everything in the movie industry would be better situated if they used practical effects more than CGI.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that they could have benefited a lot from like the elites and the broods being like, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how easy it'd be for them to do it or how hard, but yeah, I think everything like that would be better with practical effects. It would be more intense. You know, all these characters, that's like, I think that, well, they showed it in season one. They got pretty gory with some of the kills. Yeah, these Covenant, all the species in the books are fucking terrifying. Like, some of the books, brutes are just eating Marines alive. Ripping them apart, like, and we get some of that in the show, but I think with practical effects in season two or something like that would have been really cool. But we'll have to see how it's played out. Maybe the budget got better for the CGI. What?
Now, the season one, what is that? Where is that at? Because you're saying that the season two looks like the Fall of Reach, right? But Fall of Reach was never a video game. Fall of Reach was the book, right?
Well, Halo Reach is the Fall of Reach in the video game.
Oh, Halo Reach. Okay. Well. I don't know. I almost think that they should have probably started with the Halo Reach in season one and then been able to go into Combat Evolved because, you know, dickheads like me who like grew up with 1-2-3, you know, Combat Evolved 1-2-3. I don't know fucking Halo Reach. I didn't even play Halo Reach. So I feel like maybe they maybe started too early.
Well, the problem is it's called the Silver Timeline. It's not even, they're not even trying to follow the games entirely.
Oh,
they're doing their own thing.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't disagree with that though, because the Fall of Reach is like basically Ragnarok from Norse mythology.
Oh, okay.
The best way to compare it. All of Reach gets destroyed. Basically, it gets glassed. They kill everything. Almost all the Spartans die, besides literally, I think like 20 of them maybe. Because that was where they made all the Spartans on Reach. Like, that's where they trained everything. That's where they're whole like UNSC military was basically, and all of its secrets, and the Covenant basically kill everyone. So it does kind of suck they just didn't do that and then move into Combat Evolved, which I think Combat Evolved could have been a season or two because of how much happens in that. So yeah, I think they kind of put themselves in a hole, Eric. I don't disagree with that at all. That's why it being adapted, I was like, eh, like you're probably not going to do it right.
Yeah.
It's just, there's just too much to cover. And like Alex said, everything should be practical. Like, I don't want to see CGI flood when they get down that road. You know, I want to see like fucking gory ass practical effects. You know, those infection
John Carpenter. Terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. Like something like that, you know? So yeah, I mean, we'll see. I think season one's like a 5 out of 10. If it's better than that, I'll be happy. Mm-hmm. But I did find out shortly before we hit record, Q Kwan or whatever her name is, the Asian chick who just the insurrectionist girl who has no place in the show at all. I mean, she's literally season one chief, like saves her village and they hate him and shit because they're insurrectionists.
Yeah. I think I remember.
Eric,
okay.
Eric doesn't know, but anyways, literally the most hated character who doesn't need to be in the show at all, has no reason to be in the show and
she's serves gone.
No purpose, is still in the show. Yeah, she's going to be in season two.
She dies from a needler blast.
Hopefully. That'd be great. No offense to the actress, but like, I don't give a shit about that kind of side story in Halo. Like, unless it's involving like Marines or ODSTs, like, why is an insurrectionist still, I don't know. It's stupid.
Sometimes you got to wonder who's building these damn things. You have so much story from the books, from the games and stuff. And what's the point of adding in more conjecture?
Well, the insurrectionists are part of the, you know, the books. You know, I think Contact Harvest has something to do with it, which is a Halo book before, you know, Sergeant Johnson involves him. But I don't think anyone's asking for that. Halo's not popular for insurrectionists, like you just said. Like, yeah. There's games that focus solely on the Covenant trying to wipe out the human race and the Flood trying to wipe out everything in existence. Like, it's way more compelling.
They focus on it in Halo Wars a little bit.
With the insurrectionists?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I guess they did. You even fight them on some of the maps too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Halo Wars 1 takes place after Contact Harvest, or it is on Harvest actually, I think.
Nobody played Halo Wars except nerds, okay?
I'm a nerd. I fucking love Halo Wars. Both of you. Thank you. Good times on that game.
Actually.
I was waiting for you to keep going, Alex. Next up, we'll talk about the boys, Eric. Boys is great. Gen V's great. So we got the Boys season 4 trailer. Looks like Starlight and Homelander are really going to kind of go at it in terms of like who they are within Vought and what they represent. I don't really know where the show's going at this point anymore. I don't know anything about the storylines and the graphic novels or whatever it is. But Eric, what were your thoughts on the trailer?
I mean, basically, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at.
Gen V, I really was like not expecting anything. So for Gen V to be as good as it was and then still at the end, or, you know, sprinkle a little bit here and there and then at the end become what it is. It just kind of shows me that they could probably, I don't want to say do no wrong, but at least they're really trying and then thinking. I think that they're actually thinking about what the fuck they're doing. Yeah. I think I read, or I think it was a YouTube video breakdown, but the heavy spoilers, I think he said that there's another side project or whatever.
Yeah, with Diego Luna.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
It's a show in Mexico.
No, oh, that's what it was. Yeah. The Boys Mexico, basically.
Yeah. It has Diego Luna and another good actor.
Nice. I mean, that's cool. I think it's just a really good, it's a good story, but I think really it kind of captivates you with what they're willing to do. And then, I mean, honestly, I think Butcher just kills, Carl Urban really just freaking makes the show, to be honest. And Homelander, that actor.
Anthony Starr.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I think their dynamic and then just their acting in general. I mean, everybody else is great too, but Frenchie and everybody, but they really, that dynamic and their acting is really what makes it to me. So I'm just excited that it's coming back.
I hate the ditto, but basically I feel the exact same way. I just think all the actors bring so much to the table. The gore is fun. Like you said, how far
they push the limit so much. Like, yeah. I mean, you and I, we watched season 3 and the guy going in the penis. I don't know if that was season 2 or 3, but
season, I mean, 3. Just first episode of season 3.
It's the first episode, yeah. It's like,
yeah, they just go straight for it.
Yeah, dude. So, and I believe the showrunner even said, like, as a quote from the Comic-Con, basically it's still happening. That type of stuff, it's all back. Nothing changed. So.
Yeah, I just think it's a great show that really is sticking to what it, you know, its roots. And like I said, all the character, I don't think there's a single character I don't like in terms of like the actor playing that character. And obviously there's characters you don't like, but I just think everyone does such a good job. It's just interesting and exciting to watch every week. So yeah, I'm pretty excited to check it out. I'd say next up is Game of Thrones, House of Dragons season 2. If you
Incest.
know anything about,
Oh
wait, he
incest.
didn't
doesn't
even
watch
watch
it.
it
He didn't
all.
watch it. Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Damn it, Alex.
He doesn't like watching trailers because he'd rather just find out what happens in the moment. Like, I respect that. Probably makes it more fun.
Okay.
But House of Dragons season 2, now that we got fucking derailed for no reason, looks pretty intense. If you know what happens in the books, it's pretty fucking crazy. I wonder if it's going to happen this season or they're going to drag it out. But Eric, what were your thoughts on this? I don't know if you know anything that happens in the books because that'd be spoilers, but
Yeah, a
some
little
character
bit, but
death
I
stuff ends up
honestly
happening.
I listen to it and it comes in one ear and kind of out the other, so I don't really care to watch. I mean, I don't care about watching the spoiler stuff because I really it's more informative to me than it is spoilery.
Yeah.
So I don't really remember what happens. I know I honestly it's coming back. I'd probably have to watch the season again, and I probably will because Britton didn't watch it with me. So I'll want to watch it again. I do remember like the last episode, one of the kids died. The cousin killed his cousin, whatever. Right?
On accident, but yeah.
But I think it's gonna be fucking good, man. I really enjoyed it. I know that there's the incest and stuff, but I thought the whole thing was really good.
There'd be
Yeah,
war and incest.
I mean, I'll tell you
And
what, the trailer was good, dude. I mean, I felt like it was on another level. I don't know what you thought, Ryan, but
I thought it was pretty
I felt like
intense.
it like turned up, huh?
Yeah, it looks like season 2
Battles.
is going to be a lot of battles, a lot of
Yeah.
killing, just but that's what happens in the book, you know, that's why I bring it
Okay.
up because in the book, like, dude, everyone kills each other. The queen,
Man.
the daughter, I forgot her name, her character's name.
Oh, I know she dies.
Yeah, that he fucking
The
nephew has her
nephew
his dragon eat it or
eater,
eat her
yeah.
right there. I'm like, dude, I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is pretty intense, man. I don't know, like it I don't know if you want to call it anxiety. It's just crazy to see those like buildups to those deaths, knowing that they have to happen. I mean, it's a prequel series, there's no changing it. So it's pretty intense. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Reyna.
Honestly, yeah, Reyna. Yeah, Reyna gets fucking just straight up eaten, dude. And I'm pretty excited to check it out. I honestly just 2024 in terms of television's looking pretty damn good. I think we get Mandalorian season 4 as well in 2024. I don't know what's going on with that. But yeah, so we got the Boys, Marvel's What If is premiering in a couple weeks. Monarch Legacy of Monsters is out right now on Apple TV, which is also good if you're a Godzilla fan. I think that show's going to wrap up leading to why Godzilla's cocooned and Godzilla X Kong. And then we have Halo and Fallout. So it's pretty insane, all of the pop culture that's coming to television, which is kind of nice to some degree, though, because obviously a lot of the movies made through history are based off books. So now I'm kind of excited to see some adaptations. Hopefully they continue to get better of, you know, whether it's, I mean, not for me, but for other people, anime, video games. I wouldn't mind seeing Mass Effect as a series. I think that could be pulled off really well. But like Alex said, that for that game, if it comes to TV, has to be practical effects. You can't do CGI for that shit. But that game has a crazy story, so.
They need to do Dead Space, and then they also need to do the other one. Oh no, I think it was Fallout. Yeah, I think it was Fallout.
Evil
We need
Within is
to
another one.
pull John Carpenter out from the grave and have him do Dead Space.
Dude, that'd be intense. That'd be pretty intense. But yeah, I think that it's a really exciting time because, you know, Netflix with their anime shows have pretty much won their fans over. The One Punch Man show did like really, really good. Everyone seemed to be really happy with it, but they're smart, you know, and hopefully, you know, Fallout pays off too. They're working with Todd Howard. the One Punch Man show worked with the creator of One Punch Man. So, you know, it came out really well. So I'm hoping to see a lot of good stuff coming. Even movies too, you know. But next year's looking a little boring for movies right now.
I have a question for you guys, because you guys are the Fallout guys. Realistically speaking, if Todd Howard's part of this, like, doesn't that put a really high vote of confidence in this show?
Not really.
Have you played Starfield?
No. Is it not good?
I think it's not bad. It's just overambitious.
Really?
Like, yeah, I mean, there's 1,000 planets.
I wasn't even fucking around with you guys.
I know. There's 1,000 planets in the game because they're procedurally generated. And so what that means is, Eric, is if I visit the planet, it's going to be different than whatever you see. But what we see is nothing, because some of the planets straight up have nothing besides maybe something to scan for minerals. Like, ooh, the idea of Starfield, which I later found out after the game released, is they wanted to be like, what would the galaxy be like in our world now if NASA made it to space? If NASA was able to have that kind of traversal through the universe. So basically, besides the Terramorphs, there's no real aliens in it. Whereas like Mass Effect, you see all these fucking crazy species that want to like destroy, kind of like the Flood. So for me, and I think Alex can agree with me, when you play sci-fi games, so for like Alex, it'd be like Doom, Halo, Quake. You know, for me, it's, you know, Halo and Mass Effect. When you play those games that have really, really good characters and stories, and then you play Starfield, all it is Elder Scrolls in space, like Fallout in space. It's so much of the same shit in the worst way possible that I think Starfield's like a solid 6 out of 10. Like, I had fun, but I'm bored of it now.
And they went down the multiverse route like everybody is doing, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, so the ending's basically a multiverse. So there's these species that you encounter, and like, you're like, oh, dude, Mac, maybe they're these really cool aliens. Like, nope, it's literally just yourself.
Eric, you know what the main protagonist is called in Skyrim? You know, Fusro Da, Dragonborn.
Okay.
In Starfield, you're Starborn.
So they call him Starborn. And they have the same type of powers that Skyrim has, the Dragonborn has in Skyrim. You even unlock them the same similar way and upgrade them the same way. Mm. The Starfield's great, but the problem is they copied too much of their previous games that I don't know who they thought people would want. Or like, I don't know, man.
Well, that sounds really like sad. A fucking shit show. So basically, what you're telling me is, nah.
Basically, no, I think Todd Howard's great. I mean, Oblivion exists for a reason, but the thing is, Starfield could have been so much better. Yeah. I would tell people if they want a sci-fi story, like, go play Dead Space, Halo, Mass Effect. I don't know what else, Alex. But yeah, there's a ton of them out there. You know, Titanfall. Like, play the Titanfall 2 campaign.
Star Wars.
It's just, yeah. I played it for 50 to 60 hours. Every hour was amazing. But I tried to go back the other night on stream. I was bored in less than 5 minutes. I'm like, I'm good. I have nothing to do. So, yeah. anyway, so yeah, that's TV, movies. One of the main reasons why we're here is to talk about Godzilla Minus One. Alex, or Eric, what's up?
Hang on, I forgot to ask you guys. I was going to ask you, did you guys, well, fuck, I guess Alex didn't watch it. Furiosa?
It looks horrible.
Yeah, it just looks like
Thor. I never even watched Mad Max Fury Road. I never watched. What? I don't care about the Mad Max universe.
Oh my god.
Tom Hardy's in it.
So?
It's fucking good. Go watch it.
Really, like Tom Hardy, but you don't like Pablo Schreiber.
Should watch that trailer before he goes and wastes money on that movie. Furiosa.
He's not even going to watch it.
Are you going to watch the movie, Alex?
Oh yeah, I probably will.
Okay. Are you sure you don't want to watch the trailer?
When it comes out on DVD. I don't know. Okay. I saw Fury Road like 5 times in theater.
So,
because I love Mad Max. So,
I doubt it's that good. I'll watch it just for you, Alex, and we'll do a podcast on it.
Okay.
I know the practical effects were out of this world. That's the only thing I can do about that. And what's his name? What's the British actor who is like white? Like, he's bald, and he was like a really popular character for like memes and stuff. He's the guy that's like all fucking Eskimo looking and shit, but he's the Beast in X-Men First Class.
I know who you're talking about, but I don't remember his name.
He's in the Nicolas Cage vampire movie.
Yeah.
Are you talking about
Nicholas Holt?
Yeah, there you go.
Anyways. All right. Anyways, again. Furiosa, go check it out. I don't think it's good at all.
Again, Eric derailed the thing.
Yeah, I'm like fucking sidetracked. I don't even know where we were at.
If you can but, play fucking Starfield, you'll actually like the movie. So
that's true. Yeah, Starfield's not that great. Furiosa, I think the trailer wasn't that good, but who knows? Maybe it's going to be good. Next up, let's go ahead and just talk about it before we wrap this up. Godzilla Minus One. It takes place in post-World War II almost immediately and is a definitely one of the most terrifying Godzillas we've ever had. I could be short of a thriller. Definitely probably is a thriller, right? You could call it that. It's all Japanese. It's a Japanese film. It's made from Toho. And you can check it out now in all theaters. Try it. Please go watch it. It already made $11 million in the U.S. this weekend, excuse me, making it the highest grossing Japanese live action film in America. So awesome. You know, shout out to them because their budget was $15 million. So looks like they far exceeded that. Eric, let's just start with you. Tell the people what you think of Godzilla as a character, as a franchise, and then what you thought of Minus One.
Well, considering you're my little brother and all the things that you love, I try to hate. I wasn't very excited about Godzilla. And yesterday you texted me and said, hey, 120, we're going to go see Godzilla. I'm like, I didn't ask you to buy me a ticket. Why did you buy me a ticket? And this is simply because Ryan cannot go to the movies by himself because he thinks it's fucking weird. I think it's awesome. Thank you for making that face, Alex. So that's how the story should go. And then as I watched the movie, I remember watching the trailer. I was like, okay, this looks kind of good. And then that was kind of where I left it. Now, I wouldn't go out of my way to watch Godzilla necessarily, but I am watching Monarch, which is actually pretty good. But back to Minus One, I mean, I do like that they actually went post-World War II, and they really kind of, that's like what the story was. So I thought that that was a really good start in kind of showing what the families in Japan had to deal with after the fact, showing what the people, the men from war, we're dealing with post-war, and then including Godzilla. Alex had said yesterday that the CGI wasn't the, basically that was kind of like the lackluster thing, which I do agree with for some things. But I kind of almost felt like some of the tropes they kind of brought back from the OG Godzillas, where he walks real slow, and I almost feel like they kind of pinpoint his legs. I felt like, or maybe it was just me, I was just focusing on how slow his legs were moving. And then some of the CGI, like when they show the tanks, that was really bad CGI.
Yeah, the tanks.
Like they're like, wait, we put too much money over here. Sorry, the tanks they're going to lose some texture and some good looking stuff. It looked like a little blob to me. I don't know if you guys saw that or caught that, but
yeah.
I mean, the overall, I mean, again, Ryan kept saying, everybody's saying the story's really good, the human characters, and it was. So I got to give him that. So I did enjoy it, yes.
There you go. There you go. That's the end of the podcast. Eric, Ryan finally can die hating that Godzilla. Yeah. Eric not being a dick and hating everything I like. I mean, you like Detective Pikachu. I like Pokemon.
Yeah, I meant like the things you always like, Halo and Charizard and blah, blah, blah.
Well, I'm glad we didn't go see the Monster Hunter movie. That was rough. Yeah, I think the CGI is definitely noticeable in some moments a lot with his legs. And the tanks for sure were probably the worst, no doubt.
Hey, did you guys not see when he died? Well, got blown
spoiler
up. What you guys are talking about? Fucking CGI, whatever. This whole thing's a spoiler.
I can't say that I focused too much on that part.
Oh my god, it was like the fucking scene from the like first Resident Evil movie where the guy's like going through the lasers. It was so fucking stupid.
Oh, it did look pretty bad. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, there was a lot of good to it though. Go ahead, Ryan.
Well, Well, yeah, we'll just talk about the bad, which is just the CGI. Even at the very end when he's regenerating, that looked really bad too. Like, that looked horrible. But again, $15 million budget. Movies have $300-400 million budgets and still don't do nearly as good as this one. So we're not hating. It's just a small critique.
Black Widow movie.
Oof. Dude, Marvel CGI, or when Idris Elba's son is like talking to Thor and Love and Thunder through the portal. And he just looks like a PlayStation 2 guy. You should look that up, Alex. It's so bad. It's like some of the worst CGI I've ever seen. I'm pretty interested to talk about it, actually, because normally you watch a kaiju movie like this, Godzilla, for the monsters, and I thought the human characters were like the best part of the movie. I couldn't believe how compelling their story was, and sad and tragic. Again, it taking place after World War II and seeing Japan's side of it, and just a kamikaze pilot who couldn't commit to being a kamikaze pilot. He didn't want to kill himself, and him having to endure with the embarrassment because all of his people hated him for not doing it, and he felt like a outsider. And then eventually he's having so much nightmares that he didn't feel like he deserved to live, and thought his platonic wife at this point died after she pushed him in between the buildings from the atomic breath. It's just crazy to see how the whole movie plays out. You think he's gonna kill himself. You think I'm totally forgetting the character names. You'll have to forgive me. You know who we're talking about if you've seen this film. The fact that she's still alive at the end, it's just really heartwarming. It's just a really cool ending to a really tragic story throughout the entire film. Literally doesn't get better. I thought one of my favorite parts was like when the mechanic kind of, you know, you can tell kind of forgives him because he's finally willing to sacrifice everything he has to hopefully save anyone else in Japan and essentially the rest of the world. So that was like a really touching scene too before he takes off. Yeah, I think the movie's amazing. Alex, I don't know if you said it or someone else, but Godzilla's eyes being like human or were kind of terrifying too. Maybe that was like a different review I read that like...
say that.
Okay, so it was a different review I watched where they talked about Godzilla's eyes being kind of human and kind of terrifying because they do focus on his eyes a lot and the water and stuff, and they do look kind of terrifying. I thought that was really well done. And then easily the best part about Godzilla is the new atomic breath. It's finally atomic, and it's fucking sick. But he's basically shooting out mini nukes.
Yeah, it's a fucking rail gun at that point.
Yeah, I did like how they did that with the spikes popping up over his spine.
His dorsal fins.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And then you got the mushroom cloud from the explosion. It's wild.
I will say one of the main characters I really liked and my family really liked was the captain.
Yeah.
Like, he had a really good amount of humor and comedy to the movie.
Well, yeah, I felt like they all were really pretty good. Like, the main five or six characters, seven.
I was going to say, I like the Doc a lot. I thought he was a really, really good character. Some of the old Japanese films when they had, like, this kind of brainiac or someone who's, like, coming up with a plan to fight Godzilla is always, like, kind of stupid. But I feel like this guy did just an incredible job. I felt like the writing was pretty good. It doesn't really become tropey until the very end, honestly, when they start like planning it out and then obviously getting the mechanic to fix the plane. Like, that's where it becomes like a classic Toho Godzilla. But I would say everything else beforehand was really fresh and new. But Alex, like, what are your overall thoughts of the movie?
Loved it. Go see it. Take your family. Maybe not kids, because there is death.
There is a lot of death. Would you say it's your favorite Godzilla movie of all Toho films? And then obviously you probably don't even like the legendary ones, which you really don't.
It's up there. But, you know, Monster Island, that's still my favorite. Back in the day.
Yeah. I always go back to Destroya, dude. When he melts to death, it's fucking sad. And his son dies, but doesn't die, kind of. I know we already talked about that. Go look up our Godzilla episodes. We go in depth into all the Godzilla fucking films. But
Godzilla,
it's great.
2000 is my favorite, the Americanized version.
Oof, Matthew Broderick, dude.
That's my favorite. Right now, I'm at a tie with minus one and Godzilla 2000. So,
what about the other Godzilla 2000, the Millennium one, with the pink spikes and the fucking badass breath? Fucking shoots Orga through his fucking back. Okay,
that's not good.
It actually just came back to theaters a couple months ago too. We should have went and saw it.
Go by yourself.
Hey, man.
I just like this new model of Godzilla because, like, you can like see his bones and everything. Like, currently, what the radiation is really doing to him. Really based off of Shin Godzilla. He looked really badass. And I wish they had more of a budget to make it more refined, but. Yeah, that's just a very good movie.
Did he get damaged when he did his radiation fire? He did, okay.
Yeah. It like burns his throat. And his face. Regeneration.
I mean, I tell you, the other thing too was I thought that I liked that the story went the way it did with between the main character, which was Koichi. I can't say his last name. Shikishima. And then the other guy from the island, from Oho Island, when they're doing the plane thing, and I kind of figured that's what he was telling him because they didn't really show it. Like, but right before that, they had talked about something about the planes not having the ejection seat, and I kind of figured that's what he did. Yeah. So I thought that was really cool. Kind of like you said, Ryan, like, you know, and then they come back to it, and he's like telling him, like, you know, you need to live. And then the whole idea behind how they were going to kill Godzilla. I mean, when you do these movies, these big monster movies, it's kind of like, well, how the fuck do you kill these monsters? And I always feel like that's one of the reasons I don't like these movies is because they're always just kind of a stupid fucking way to do it. Like, oh, let's just drop a nuke on him and then he absorbs the energy and he's still alive. Like that kind of shit. Whereas this one was a little more thought out. It's like, let's wrap this bitch up with these, Freon tanks and get him out in the open and drop him down, and you know he'll crush because the weight's going to be too much or whatever, and then if it doesn't work we'll bring him back up and it'll be too fast and he'll have issues. Like the whole thought process of that and being part of the movie, I thought that actually was like made it better because it wasn't just some stupid like let me just drop a nuke on him again, you know.
Yeah, I really like the what happens.
No, I just feel like that's usually what happens.
That is usually what happens, and it gets kind of boring. I thought they were going to go towards the oxygen bomb, which was another callback to the original Godzilla movie, which I thought would have been fine since this movie's like a World War II horror, like, you know, reimagining of that film, essentially, to some degree with Godzilla himself. But I really like the Ocean Gate submarine callback, you know, with the way they're trying to take out Godzilla, you know, just really just blow it up with all the mass of the ocean. I was like, I feel like they just diverted their plan to kill Godzilla when that Ocean Gate thing happened earlier this year. And they're like, fuck it, dude. We should just do that in our movie. So, you know, I just brought it up again so you can make a face, Eric. I was like, how did he not get that first reference?
I don't pay attention. I mean, I heard it, but it didn't ring a bell.
It didn't click. I just wanted to say that.
I should have known better because Alex laughed.
Yeah.
Around and drown and see the Titanic.
Yeah.
Phil Swift did a whole lot of damage.
When I was when we were in the theater, I started smiling when they talked about it. I was like, oh shit, it's like Ocean Gate. So I'm going to hell. But yeah, I like that they actually did it too, Eric. So like they had the plan. It clearly was not going well right out the gate, but it actually did work and they did do it and it paid off. So that slow-mo part too, where he's trying to do like one last atomic breath, was like pretty intense too, like when he's staring everyone down. And that score, they played a very specific song a few times in the movie, and it happened that moment again, where it's just like this fucking just loud Oppenheimer level score. And I was like, dude, this is perfect, where everything's going slow-mo and it shows all the characters in the water on the boats. That's probably my favorite scene. I was just like, damn, this is intense. But they played the same song for the first major atomic breath when he's in Giza and the dorsal fins are coming out one by one. They played the exact same song. Genza? I said Giza, didn't I?
Yeah.
Like the pyramids of Giza?
There's no pyramids over there.
I just said the wrong fucking...
That you know of. Godzilla got
rid of all. You know, the only thing I didn't like about the movie, which I guess made it better at the end, but or I don't know about better, but it just came back around, was when she's in the train and Godzilla's going into Ginza, whatever. It's probably Ginza. And then he picks up the train and then she's like the only one like alive. And then it shows that she's over water. So she says, fuck it, drops in the water. So she lives. It's like, you know, and then somehow she falls. She can't run. And then homeboy finds her. And then they're looking and they're like, oh shit. And then she comes out of nowhere and like pushes him into the alley. But and which I told you, right.
Are we back? Jesus Christ.
I'm sure it recorded properly, so you're okay.
But anyways, just you could say that very last part. You're literally about to say it and it cuts off. Instead of pushing
him. I already said it. Yeah, she pushes him instead of like.
But I froze. It's probably not gonna record that.
Well, instead of tackling him and getting into the cat behind you when he's moving, Alex, it doesn't matter.
I know. Alex like tried twice. I'm like, I know you're there, bitch. But yeah, she could have tackled him instead of pushing
him. Yeah, that was the only thing. But I guess I'd say the ending when once she's back. So spoiler alert if anybody wanted to watch this.
Don't worry, Alex spoiled it when he died. When Godzilla died.
Oh my fucking god. He always dies and always comes back. Shut up.
Do you think they're going to continue this, Alex, with this Godzilla or just make a different one again?
God,
obviously, he's regenerating. So, like, is he going to fight other monsters? Do you think they're even going to go into that realm or no?
I mean, sure
it
just
depends
so.
On how much it makes.
Are you saying it hope so?
I sure hope they make the Monsterverse again.
Oh, yeah, me too.
They already have it, bro. Godzilla X Kong.
You can say what you want. I love the legendary version. They're goofy. They're fun. They're comical. They remind me of like Godzilla Destroy All Monsters and Save the Earth, the video games. Like, it's fine. You got this super great, amazing, serious one that now, like Alex just said, can be its own Monsterverse. I'd say more Godzilla, the better. Fuck it. Everyone's winning if you don't be a bitch.
Yeah, as long as they don't bring like Space Godzilla or like kind of the space creatures. Like, if they keep out there, the mutated line. Like, maybe Anguirus coming. That'd be a good one.
Giant. You're saying legendary or Toho?
Toho.
Oh, but Anguirus is like his bud.
I don't know. They still fight back in the old ones.
I know, but yeah. I mean, yeah, we'll see. The movie's already surpassed its budget, so I'm sure that they're going to figure something out. I also want them to keep it back in time, too. So, like, in World War II, like, we could just move into the 50s, maybe. I wouldn't be opposed to that. And they can't use the same characters.
It's all going to lead into Monarch.
They can use the Doc again.
Yeah. Well, hey, man. Most of those got the millennium, not the high C ones. They always brought back, like, a couple of the characters into those films. So, we could maybe get that again. Any final thoughts on Godzilla before we kind of just wrap up the podcast? I mean, that's pretty much it.
Go see it.
Yeah, go see it. Yes,
it's worth,
go
it's
see
worth
it.
A watch, even if you don't like Godzilla and your brother drags you to it.
It's worth it.
I said it was worth it, even if you take me to it. And I didn't want to go.
Wow. You fucking bitch.
I brought five women with me, so, and they all enjoyed it.
There you go. I brought one.
Yourself, bitch.
Fucking dick. Anyways, all right. Well, yeah, that's going to be it for this podcast. Stay tuned for the next one where we go over the GTA 6 trailer, talk about the latest Halo stuff. And I have a new guest on for the first time. So keep an eye out for that. That will be next Sunday. But Alex, thank you so much for being on. Do you have anything else you want to say?
This is the It Just Works podcast. Be sure to like, subscribe, and follow on social media. We'll catch you next time.
Should have had him do that last. Eric, do you have anything else to say?
Peace.
Alright, well, yeah. So much for listening. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.